Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Georgia beat Florida 24-20 in Jacksonville. The Bulldogs trailed in the fourth quarter, but rallied back for the third time this season. I was 100% nervous watching this game.
Was it a catch, guys? Was it?
It was a catch. Was
absolutely. It was absolutely not. Anybody with eyes could see it wasn't a catch.
Yeah, it wasn't a catch. That's what I mean. It wasn't
a catch.
Well,
which one? The one that Georgia, the Georgia player that the ball bounced off the turf and it was called a catch, or the Florida guy who clearly it bounced off his cradled arms and into his and in there and was called no catch. Here's the problem. No, it's the same as the fumble. It's the same as the fumble at Auburn. If it was called a catch on the field, it had been ruled a catch. It would the replay would have upheld it. It was called a trap on the field. Therefore, replay had nothing. There was no angle that you could tell to say it was or it wasn't. Anyone telling you definitively that it was or wasn't something is telling you their narrative. That's what they wanted it to be. No one knows.
I could not agree more, because here's how I saw this play happen, right? So I'm chasing my kid around the house. I walk into the room. There was something else. It was on mute or something. My kid muted the TV. So I'm looking at it going, I was like, oh, Florida made a big play. Oh, but it's under review. I was like, oh, okay, Florida made a big play. It's under review. And the next thing I see is it flash up and go upheld. And I was like, yep, you couldn't overturn that either way. You know what I mean? But the whole time I was thinking they called it a Florida catch. And I was like, you know what? You couldn't have overturned that. It makes sense that it was upheld. And then all of a sudden the ball goes back to midfield. And I was like, oh, wow. I actually called it no catch.
No.
Makes sense. Couldn't have overturned it either way.
Yeah.
You saw it hit the ground.
No, you didn't.
You did see it hit the ground.
I'm completely with Allie on this. You saw it hit the ground. On the Florida one, you saw it hit the ground.
I'm with Bo on this. I hate to tell you guys. I think there's some red glasses going on.
You didn't
see it hit the ground. You can make the determination if you want to that it hit the ground, but nobody saw it hit the ground.
You're reacting to the ball moving, but
exactly.
there is no defense. And look, I'm trying to tell you, as a guy that sat there with the Georgia-Auburn touchdown fumble, what it was, and tell you that there's not a person on earth that knows the real thing of what that was. It was a judgment call in the moment. You see the ball move. That's what you're reacting to. But you can't tell me, if your life depended on it, that you know that it wasn't bouncing off his forearms, because it sure as hell looks like it could have been. It also looks like it was bouncing off the ground. You don't know. Don't tell me you know something that you're lying about.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're going by what you want it to be. I wanted it to be a catch, but I cannot tell you definitively it was. That's why I'm not on Twitter arguing about it.
You guys know it pains me to side with Bo, but I don't think you could tell either way.
It pains
That's all
me
I'm saying.
To admit that I don't know what it was, because I guess I want to be mad. We got screwed. No, I don't think we did. I don't know, because I don't know.
The only thing that makes me think it hit the ground is because when I first saw live action, it looked like to me that it hit the ground. And then also, the other little thing is that the way that it bounced, I don't think it bounces as hard as it did. And look, I'm getting in particulars here. To me, it doesn't bounce as hard as it did if it hits his forearm. There's not as much of a bounce if it hits his forearm.
You have no clue That's the problem. You tell me that the ball's going to bounce harder off of a soft, mushy turf after four quarters of being grinded up on than off of a rigid forearm muscle? You don't know.
Okay. Mushy and rigid. We're going too far. All right, I was on your side.
That made me
going
chuckle. Too far.
And I will say they never showed the live action angle again, where to me it was clear as day.
Yes.
They only went to the slow-mo, like close up, where it got a little muddy.
I'm Team Allie on this the way. Me and Allie saw the same thing.
That's literally how they do replays. It's called slow-mo.
No, I get that, but they didn't show the angle where the live action came from ever again.
No, they didn't.
Well, because I believe...
They could do that slow-mo on that too.
Sure. I think that was less. I think in their mind that was less definitive.
It wasn't. It was more.
But you know, here's the problem. I'm sure it was Georgia.
This is so good.
I mean, okay. But here's the problem. I do side with the people that go, man, it'd be nice if the SEC had the insight or the thought process to go, hey, let's let the audience hear how we're dissecting this, because the ACC does that, and it's very insightful for basically exactly what you end up knowing, which is that there wasn't enough. Whatever, when it's that close, whatever the call on the field is what they're going with.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think it was decisive either way. Just as a guy in the middle, I think whatever the call would have been, that's what the call would have been.
It's the equivalent of brainstormer green needle. Basically, whatever you want to see, whatever you want to hear.
Confirmation bias, that go. Kind of thing. Yeah, I'm with you.
What was it, Yanny or Laurel?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We know what you wanted to hear.
All right, Auburn has fired Hugh Freeze after 2+ seasons. He'll be owed $15.8 million.
I know I'm an Alabama guy. I am friends with a lot of Auburn people, though, and they were all like, see ya.
Yeah.
That's all, folks. Like, bye. It couldn't have gotten any worse than losing the way you did to Kentucky. Hugh Freeze is supposed to be an offensive guru, genius, whatever you want to call it. And for them to have the offensive output that they have had multiple times this year, just inexcusable. It really is. That's a good defensive unit. And they've got a lot of good players, but some of the things that you saw them put out on the field this year, he had to go. The only problem for me is that the hiring cycle right now, I don't know where Auburn fits into that. Are they a top four? I guess maybe top four job open, and I don't know where they turn. So that'll be interesting to see how they go through that process.
I don't know if they're top four, but all I'll tell you is they got as much money as anybody. That Yellowwood guy just keeps paying buyouts, does he? And you got the other guy, Bobby Lauder, down there as well, who isn't afraid to knife a coach in the back, you know, hypothetically, I guess, or not hypothetically, but the you know the comment, because he's done that with what Bobby Petrino on the airplane years ago. It's not a top five job, but the reality is they have top five money.
I meant opening. Right,
well, that's
now.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know if it is a top five. You got Florida, LSU, Penn State right off the bat.
So just Florida's just automatically up there above Auburn.
Yeah, yeah. Florida, LSU, and Penn State are all three right off the bat better. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. That's your lot in life. But, yeah, you're fourth at the very best right there behind those. And
I don't know. I know we don't have time to really talk about this, but what is it that makes Florida that much better than Auburn? Genuine question. I'm not.
I think it's viewed – look, coaches still worry about recruiting. You're not necessarily in the state of Alabama, you're automatically number two when you're Auburn. Automatically. In the state of Florida, you can make an argument that you're not automatically number two. It's really a rotational cycle. It's a bigger state. It's easier to get it's a better state to recruit. I know the recruiting is going nationally, and I do believe that there is more patience at the University of Florida with the head coaching job than Auburn. Gus Malzahn ran the hell out of Auburn.
Yeah, but he was there. How long was he there?
4 or 5 years, I think.
I mean, I don't know, dude. It's hard for me to look at Florida and say they're patient with their head coach.
Well,
Billy Napier obviously got an extra year.
They
but
look a lot
they've
more.
Run through
they
a
look
lot
a
of
lot
them
more.
The last
they look
years.
A lot more patient than Auburn, and they have a lot more talent already on the roster that you can retain right now.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I didn't have taken up for Auburn on my bingo card today.
It is quite random for you. So there was a lot of noise made about Game 6 of the World Series between the Dodgers and Blue Jays. Dodgers were facing elimination. Addison Barger was up for the Blue Jays, hit a ball that got stuck in the center field wall. Justin Dean threw up his hands. He's like, I'm not fielding it. It's a dead ball.
Yeah.
It was ruled a dead ball, even though Justin clearly could have just grabbed it. It was just right there.
Yeah.
Could it have changed the outcome of the World Series? Maybe. But in lieu of that, I decided to find some obscure professional sports rules.
Can't wait.
That we might not know about. And maybe we should be aware of in case it happens in the future. Because that dead ball thing was new to me.
I love it. I love it. I used to live for things like rules like this. Telling you.
I'm curious if I have found any that you don't know about.
Okay.
So, okay.
Right.
In the NFL, the fair catch kick. Do you know what this is?
But what you fair? I think you can fair catch it inside the five. Hold on a second. Are you talking about the fair catch free kick thing where you can kick the field goal?
Yeah, if a team makes a fair catch from a kickoff or punt, they can attempt a free kick field goal.
Yes, I've actually seen this done in real life before.
At the end of a half before, remember?
Yeah, I saw it done in a high school game
too. Last year? Was that last year that happened?
Yeah, maybe.
It might have been Dallas with that kicker.
It is a very obscure rule.
Very obscure. There's also a snap through the quarterback's legs. Do you know about this? If the center snaps the ball and it goes between the quarterback's legs, then the quarterback must be the next player to touch the ball. If anyone else touches it first, it is ruled a false start.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like this has to be a recent rule. Somebody like decided to line the quarterback under center, and then he just stood up and got his.
I feel like it's kind of like a rule that, you know, how like cities will have these random laws on the books, and you're like, it's like from 1820.
There's a law in Alabama where you can't put an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. So, see, I believe that was probably brought up with some mom that was ill or a kid, and it's like, yeah. But, yeah, I think that's an old one.
It's oddly specific. In Major League Baseball, if a pitch lodges in an umpire or catcher's mask, then you get one base. The runner gets one base.
Stop it.
Yeah. It just gets stuck right there. How terrifying would that be, too, though?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, there's also a rule in the NFL. It's called the Palpably Unfair Act. Have you ever heard this? This one is so crazy to me.
I have never heard of this.
This is a catch-all rule in the NFL that allows the officials to award a score or other fair remedy if a player or substitute shall not interfere with the play by any act which is palpably unfair. Meaning, if something extraordinarily unfair happens, the ref can be like, Here's points for you.
I know what he's about to bring up, and you're going to make yourself a target, but go ahead.
I know, but I got to bring it up because we saw it, the thing that happened with the Eagles.
You're
and
make,
who were they playing with
the Commanders,
when they tried to, like, jump over couple of times, a tush push, and the refs ended up just awarding them the touchdown or whatever?
Yeah, they were going to if they did it again.
Yeah, but they threw penalties. Well, what about – nah, I want to go to the Eagles tush push conversation.
I was going to say, dude, you make yourself a target because the first thing that popped into my mind.
See, but, so I'm not sorry. See, but, we all remembered it. It wasn't just
but
me.
You know, it's unfair is having a one play that's refereed different than every other play in the history of the league, and only one team benefiting from it. That's, you know, like when Jalen Hurts dove forward and was reaching the ball out for more yardage and it was knocked away, and they said, "Oh no, forward progress stopped." Sorry.
I have one last one. This is my favorite one. Just a picture of the former Braves manager doing this. It is Rule 4.07. In Major League Baseball, ejected managers or players can go back and watch the game in the stands, but they need to change into street clothes.
Are you serious?
That's wild.
That is wild.
Can you picture never do that. Snicker sitting there?
I mean, we saw the Bobby Valentine put the mustache on.
Yeah, but he was in the dugout.
I know, all those years ago, but he was in the dugout and he didn't change.
What I love,
he just tried to blend in.
What I love is sometimes when guys get ejected, and Bobby Cox was notorious for this, the TV camera will pine into the dugout and you can see down to the clubhouse, and he's like sitting right there. And you could see him talking. Like, do this, do that.
Well, those are some of the obscure rules. So if you see the Good next stuff. Braves manager in the stands after being ejected, that is why. Coming up, Falcons have lost the last three games. What changes need to happen, or what do they need to work on before heading to Germany? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.